Amen. Amen. Juneteenth is June 19th. The words came together, I'm sure, as the slaves heard it. They put those two together. June 19th. It's the time when slavery ended in America. Now, that's wonderful. And we celebrated it recently because President Biden signed it into law. And now it's a national holiday here. Those of us who are the descendants of the slaves, you know, it's a bittersweet celebration for us. One of the things that we are happy about is the fact that finally America seems to be recognizing the horror and the injustice of slavery. It's come into the forefront of our minds now, and everybody will be celebrating, or even if they're not celebrating, they're going to have to acknowledge this particular day that America was a place of slaves. We want to forget it. We want to erase it. But America was a place. Amen. And even now we are suffering from racism, still ongoing racism that happens in America. Now, we have made many, many strides. When President Obama became president, oh, my Lord, we rejoiced. This was like a dream come true. But we want to remember our history as well. Juneteenth also is, to me, as a believer, it speaks loudly to me. It speaks loudly to me. Because now, what happened on Juneteenth, June 19th in Galveston, Texas? The slaves finally heard that they were free. And that supposedly ended slavery. But 2 years earlier, the Emancipation Proclamation had been declared. Slavery was over actually 2 years early, but it took 2 years for them to find out about it. 2 years for them to remain slaves, 2 years for them to remain property, 2 years for them to remain under the lash of the white master. I see so much revelation in this. God began to deal with me about this particular thing, especially among us Black Christians. He said to me one time, he said, you people ought to know how to believe me. And, you know, when he said it to me, I thought, oh, my God, you people, anytime somebody says you people and they're of a different color to Black people, I mean, that can get our ire up. Wait a minute, what do you mean you people? You're going to talk about my whole race? Well, the Lord said to me one day, you people ought to know how to believe me. And because he was God, I couldn't get angry at him. But he spoke to me about you people. And I knew what he meant. He meant those of us who have lived in a country, who espouse this country, espouse equality for all men. But those of us who have read our history, we know that the slaves lived in the hypocrisy of a constitution and a declaration that said all men are created equal. And yet we lived as less than that. We lived as less than human in this country. Our forefathers suffered, families separated, children taken from parents, separated and sold like material, like chattel, like livestock sold. But there is a lesson here for every believer. When the slaves were set free, they were set free with nothing. They just set them free. And in the Pentecostal church, we shouted and we praised God. I was brought up in the Pentecostal church. And we shouted and we praised God because we were free. When we got saved, when we got filled with the Holy Spirit, we just praise be to God because I'm free. Well, free to us meant that we're no longer bondage to Satan. And that seemed to be enough for us. We shouted and danced. But as you read the scriptures, as we go through the Bible, we find out that there's more to it than just being set free. Being set free after you have been raped and robbed and denigrated is total injustice. And Juneteenth is a parable to me for every believer. Because it's not enough for you to be free and be set free, especially after you have had centuries of being robbed and ruled over unjustly. Every child of God ought to look on Juneteenth and see that this is a parable of what Satan has done to the believer in this life. God made us like him. When we go through our history, we see how God made us. And I get excited about this now, because I was saved in the Pentecost of the Apostolic Church. We spoke in tongues, we shouted, we praised God. But you know what? You know, we were waiting on the rapture to take us out of here. And so we didn't really expect to own anything, because we didn't really expect that there will be many blessings here in this earth. But I see now that when we pray the Our Father prayer, it says that let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth. In earth. This is so many decades later, after I got saved, and they taught us about the rapture, and in a twinkling of an eye, we're supposed to go up to meet the Lord. And so many of us never expected to own anything. But I see here in Scripture, and I read that 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health." What has that done to me? As I look at my forefathers and how they were set free, just broke, no job, no way of getting money. Many of them had to become sharecroppers again. This is the history of the Black man in America, but it is also the history of the believer who does not know his or her rights in the kingdom. First of all, it took them after they had been set free by the Emancipation Proclamation. It took 2 more years for the word to come to the slaves in Galveston, Texas. Why? Because those who were in power wanted to remain in power. And so they didn't give them the message. So those who were slaves in Texas still didn't hear the message. But this is a parable for every one of us. First of all, believers are destroyed, not because we're not nice, not because we don't fast and pray, not because we don't love the Lord, but we are enslaved and defeated because of lack of knowledge. Every one of us needs to go and learn in the Scriptures what we have. Do you know you are made like God? Do you know that you are made in the image of God? Do you know God put man in charge of earth? Psalms 115, 16 says the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the children of men. Do you know that he has given the keys to the whole kingdom into the hands of men? Do you know that when Jesus Christ rose from the grave, he spoke the words, "All power in heaven and earth is in my hands." And people went off singing, "God's got, Jesus has all the power," but they did not read the rest of the Scripture. He said, "Now you go into all the world. You preach the gospel. From this point on, I'm gonna be with you." Wow. People didn't see it when they read that Scripture, but Jesus transferred the power to the hands of men. Peter was told, "I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom." Matthew, the 16th chapter, 19th verse, "I'm giving you the keys." Anytime you give somebody the keys, they got the authority. Now, I don't know if you are the descendants of slaves or if you're not the descendants of those from Europe or from Asia or from some other part, but every believer should take a parable, should take a lesson of this parable of Juneteenth, because it is similar to the way many of us are living right now. John wrote and said, "I would above all things," not some things, "I would above all things that you prosper." What does that mean? Well, way back in ancient history of Israel, they had stayed as slaves under Egypt for 400 and some years. But the Scriptures tell us that when they came out from Egypt, they spoiled the Egyptians. They took the gold and they took the silver. The Lord said to them, when they come out, they're going to come out prosperous. Did you know that God planned for you to be prosperous and to be in health? As I go through the different challenges that I see right now, as somebody who looks at Juneteenth, and looks at our history, I mean, it just stirs my passion. Because I know that if God promised me something, it is worth fighting for. But just like the slaves were kept in bondage for another 2 years by their masters, don't you know Satan, who has ruled over you and knows that you are free, does not want you to know that? The scripture says to us, whom the Son set free is free indeed. What do you mean free indeed? Free to rule, free to dominate. Now, you may be a wonderful worshiper of the Lord. You may be a person who loves to give God praise, but I'm telling you right now, until you begin to move in dominion, until you begin to fight for and take your right to be prosperous and your right to be in health. I know cancer is flowing through the population. COVID-19 has raised its ugly head, and disease seems to have the headline. But those of us who understand the power of faith, faith, what do you mean faith? I mean believing what my God has said. It was words that set the slaves free. Words in the Emancipation Proclamation. Words on Juneteenth that told them, you're free. They said to them, you're free. Well, what happens when God speaks? What happens when God speaks and puts it into scripture? What happens when the writers write about what God said? I'm here to tell you, what God said will defeat what everybody else says. And he says of every child of God, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. I think this is Luke, the 10th chapter, 19th verse. I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing shall by any means. Those of us who are the descendants of those who were freed on Juneteenth, and even a couple years earlier than that, those of us who are the descendants of them, we understand that if our God had not brought us out with his words, it's words that are going to bring you out. The word of God, words stronger and more powerful than Jim Crow laws, more powerful than the laws that are set up in the kingdoms of men. I'm so happy to preach about the kingdom now. I'm glad, Pastor Andy, I'm telling you, you need to listen to his messages. His messages are talking about kingdom, not church, kingdom. The kingdom where we have been given the keys, the kingdom where we are citizens of the kingdom. It doesn't matter anymore what your race is. People can try to keep you down. But if you are in the kingdom, you can access the wealth of the kingdom. Oh my God, this excites me. Every morning I get up now, I said to you, first thing I tell the devil is I take dominion over you. Why? Because God said I have dominion over him. And when a sickness attacks my body, I say to the enemy and to the infirmity, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I'm healed. Sometime you got to tell him a few times. Sometimes he will talk back to you. You say I'm healed. He says you're sick. You say I'm healed. Your body will join in with the disease and say we're sick. But the highest form of reality is truth. The highest form of reality is truth. And the word of God is the truth of the matter. We have gone through so many different things in this life. We've gone through so many situations, especially those of us who are celebrating Juneteenth as the descendants of the slaves. You know, they promised us 40 acres and a mule. And then a president came in and just vetoed the whole thing. So you know that even though God has designed for you to rule, there is an enemy that is determined to keep you down. We remember the marches of the civil rights movement. We remember how they set the dogs on those that were marching in the 60s and in the 70s. We remember how police units would come out against them there in the South, Mississippi, Alabama. We remember how some of them were lynched. We remember that. And in our history, in the history of those of us who celebrated Juneteenth, in our history, and we invite others to celebrate with us because we have been a people that believed God. That is the way we've come out. But I'm here to tell you right now, it is written in the scriptures. Thank God, when the Lord writes things, you ought to pay attention. He said in the book of John, I would above all things that you prosper, above all things. So don't just celebrate being set free. Understand that God has something for you in the kingdom. In the kingdom, he said, if you will give, it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, men will give into your bosom. In this kingdom, we found out that the laws and the principles of this kingdom are more powerful than all the laws that can be written by men. If you are a person who knows how to give, you can get your wealth. God has told us, I gave you the power to get wealth. I gave you the power. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so glad that my mind is now free from the mastery of slavery and all those things that went on. It took a while because you can get into the church, and the church really has put itself in the position of just those who are happy just with little nothing, just happy just to be here and be free from Satan, and I'm going on up to be with the Lord. But I found out, no. In the book of Romans, the fifth chapter, I think it's the 19th verse of the fifth chapter of Romans, said, if by one man's offense death reigned, this is the King James Version, if by one man's offense, one man made a mistake and death stepped up and started ruling, if by one man's offense death reigned, they which receive the abundance of grace, I want to make sure that I got that scripture right. They which receive the abundance of grace, yeah, it's the 19th verse, yeah. They which receive abundance of grace, have you received grace? Have you received the grace of God, undeserved favor? Anybody who has been born again, you have received the favor of God. You are set free. But freedom from the lash and the mastery of the devil is a few steps short of getting the promises that God has designed for you to have. And how are you going to get them? You're going to get them by faith. Hallelujah, you're going to do it by faith. How do I get them, Pastor Al? How do I begin to step into the promises of God? First of all, get into the word. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They wouldn't even educate the slaves. It was against the law to educate slaves. Why? Because they knew if they find out what they are or what they have, they will rise up and they will no longer be servants. And that's you. As you read through the scriptures, get into the promises of God. Find out his promises about prosperity. And then stop limiting God. Do you know you could be a millionaire? Do you know you can own your own business? Do you know God will back you up with this? When you begin to learn, you begin to come out from under the mastery of the enemy. He does not want you to know the scripture. He will put all kinds of obstacles in your way so you have no prayer time and you have no Bible study time. And as long as you don't know what you have, you cannot use the word of God against Satan. The word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. It's used as a weapon to cut away at the lies of the devil. Juneteenth was a parable to us. It was a parable. It was a parable to all of those who have been under the rulership of the devil. God said to us, those that receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Shall reign in life. Now, you praised, you worshiped. Have you reigned? You praised and you've worshiped. Have you taken dominion? Who has dominion been given to? It's been given into the hands of men. And it's time for you to take your portion. Oh yeah, it's time. You should go after God for your business. Yes, God has given earth to his people. And it's time for those of us, all right, you've been down so long, it's hard for you to see up. You've been treated so roughly till it's time. Now, even now, you say, oh, I want to get my hopes up. Get your hopes up. Get them up, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to get your hopes up. Yeah, but I don't want to be disappointed. Look, I don't care how many times things don't happen the way I thought they would happen. I know God's ways are higher than my ways. He don't have to come to me to find out which way he want to do it. He can do it any way he want to do it. But every morning I get up, I say to myself, if there's only going to be two people going into the promised land, only two people that are going to gain the promises of God, I mean, be prosperous and be in health, I'm going to be one of them. And that might sound a little selfish to you. I think you ought to be the other one. If there's only going to be two. But I'm here to tell you right now that these things planned for us, God put this in his word. You're going to have to take his word. When you pray, take his promise. Get a promise from God. Get something he said. And then when you get what he said, you know, begin, bring that before the Lord. Lord, you said such and such a thing. You said with your stripes, I'm healed. You said there's a hundredfold return in my giving. You said you'd open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing if I paid my tithes. Some of you have paid your tithes and now you're under pressure. But I tell you, hang in there. The Lord said, I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that there shall not be room enough to receive. Hang in there. Hang in there. Do not let the devil outlast you. I mean, plant your feet. Stand. And having done all the scriptures say, stand. The slaves, I keep talking about them. They were a resilient people. They were resilient. They ate food that nobody would stomach. They ate it and they made it something that would be a delicacy. I want to say to you right now, all of you who are listening to this word today, above all things, it is God's will that you prosper and be in health. These are blessings that they're not going to drop on you. This is stuff you're going to have to fight for. Now you got free. The blood of Jesus washed away your sins. There was a part of this that is miraculous. It is from God. But then there's a part that you're going to have to take from the devil. Just like we have had to fight in this country for the rights that belong to us, you will have to fight and take from your enemy the stuff that God says is yours. You've got a lot. It's here in the scriptures. Your children's supposed to be blessed. Your health is supposed to be blessed. Your mind is supposed to be at peace. You have victory. The scripture says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. I'm excited about this because as a man who have had the history that I have had and is the descendant of slaves, I am elated because I'm believing God for great things. I'm believing God for land. How about you? I'm believing God for finances. How about you? Take the limits off. This is God we're serving. Now, you have not just stepped into something that the law has blessed you with, natural law, but you have stepped into kingdom possibilities. In the kingdom, nothing is impossible. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Every time I wake up, I'm excited because the Lord told me the other day, take the limits off me. Take the limits off you? I thought I was doing pretty good. No, no, no. He said, okay, you're living in a nice house. You may be driving a nice car, but take the limits off. What you have experienced is nowhere near what you're going to experience. Juneteenth is a parable. Take the lesson that's from it. Get after the promises that God has promised you. Do not let anybody limit you. And do not limit your God. It's time. It's time. It is the season of your blessing. And I say to you right now, blessings are coming into your life from this message on, in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. I praise him. All right. My time has elapsed. Praise be to God. I just thank God for you being with me today. I have something else to preach, and God spoke to me about Juneteenth, and I just wanted to share that with you. I hope you got something out of this word. I hope you caught my excitement. I'm telling you right now, I am excited. I've seen the Lord do great things, but I am, oh, get excited with me. Get excited with me, because you haven't seen anything yet. I'm glad you came to be with us. Came to study the Bible with us tonight. Till the next time we get together, blessings and favor upon your life in Jesus' name.